There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie.
Yeah.
Do the do, Jerrica. Do the do.
Get yourself some cream going.
I love me some cola.
All right, here we go, folks. This is CFD After Dark Special Edition, and it has nothing to do with the CFD or charity. I think at this point.
At this point, it's just
A little After Dark. We are the CFD.
We're charity.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting
we
to
are
know.
A charity.
You're getting to know us.
Yeah.
You're getting to know the people in
behind.
The CFD. And maybe that'll make you give more.
Maybe. To charity?
Yeah. It'd be okay. Like, I remember that one time that Jericho was talking about The Exorcist.
Weird. That's on my notes.
Just kidding. Sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. By the way.
Yeah.
I'm Jerrica. You're Heather.
Yeah.
And you're Philip.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hashtag not really.
Hashtag scared.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk scary movies because it's a special Halloween podcast. I have a series of categories that I would like to talk about.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I think that we'll have some good discussion, and I think we'll solve the world's scary movie problems.
Okay. I'm just nervous you guys are going to find out that I have no reference of pop culture.
Other than Nicolas Cage?
Other than Nicolas Cage and Nickelback, yeah.
Nicolas Cage and Nickelback. That's it. That's the extent for...
When is your like Con Air podcast?
Yeah, totally. We should really book that one.
Yeah.
We should really get that
totally.
On the books.
I bet you we could probably get Nicolas Cage as a guest today.
Yeah.
You guys would be excited to meet
Yeah,
Nicolas
forget
Cage.
Going after Jordan. Let's go Nicolas Cage.
We'll go Nicolas Cage. Yeah. So I don't know about you guys. Well, I know now about Jerrica.
Yeah.
Because she has no pop culture references.
No.
But I'm 37.
I like that you had to think for a second.
Yeah, I had to do it.
That's how old you are.
That's what I would have done too.
I'm 37. So I don't have any reference to the new stuff.
Yeah.
Like The Conjuring?
Yeah, or what's the one, The Purge or whatever
it is.
Yeah. Those don't make my top five.
Yeah, me either.
Because I don't
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, there's some things about like The Purge, like movies like that I do find to be terrifying simply because, you know, if things broke down, that could happen, right?
What about
you can imagine
like
it.
The Hills Have Eyes? Like that's newer,
right?
It's
right,
but that's remade,
scary. But not the new one.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the original.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's scary.
That's scary.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Creepy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Ugh.
So I will be attacking it from like basically you will think. Did he watch any movies from 2008 or beyond?
Okay.
Because that's where I'm
That's where your TV,
that's
you
right.
lost cable
that's
service?
Yeah, that's where my...
You stopped going to the theater?
Yeah.
2008?
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to go through a series of categories. We're going to start off with best villain. So, we're talking about any scary movie throughout history of these particular movies. Maybe not the, like, Boris Karloff stuff back
what?
In the 30s.
But how did you know we weren't going to say that?
Yeah. Now you just ruined my...
Way to ruin our answers.
Well, I'm going to say one that's always freaked me out, though, is just Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Michael Myers, huh?
Gets me... Just the creepy, like, face and, like...
You can't see anything
You can't
going
do...
On,
I just
right?
don't like that.
Yeah,
and I hate it.
Michael Myers is in my
it's
top
creepy.
Three.
Yeah.
As far as one of your top three best villains?
Best villains.
Yeah, it's just... Gets, like, Absolutely. It's just classic.
Yeah.
Classic
well,
scary.
He stalks... So the difference between him and Jason is that like Michael Myers like stalks differently. He's like way more sort of like foreboding.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I agree.
Well, one of the scary things about Jason is that you think you've outrun him.
Mm-hmm. And he somehow...
What is up with all these villains, though? These are like movies that like that still to this day just annoy me. Any movie that's like they're walking... And the lady or the man is running.
And they fall.
And
somehow,
every time. And I get it.
Up.
It's part of it.
That must
but
be
I hate
a
it.
Horror movie rule.
I hate
you have
it.
To fall if you're being chased.
And the villain never runs. He just walks.
Or another thing that they do in horror movies that's just inexplicable.
Mm-hmm.
You get into the car... You don't have your keys, or if you do have your keys, you drop them
while
you're in the driver's seat. When do you ever drop your keys?
Is that
never.
It's like 100%.
Or all of a sudden you can't get into your vehicle.
Yes.
Yeah.
First
or you can't
ever.
Get the keys to the ignition.
Like,
So that's something that like doesn't translate today, right?
Because
today you can hit your little lock thing.
Yeah.
And then,
Right? Also, why is it though that a lot of times like they're either, like, all of a sudden in the car with you.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't notice the back door.
Right. Totally
you didn't
agree.
See that person?
Really?
You
didn't
did you not
totally
see
agree.
That person?
Totally I don't know agree. About you, but they're all clear. They didn't have tinted glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
people.
Yeah. What about you, Heather? What's your favorite villain?
Well, I mean, I dig, like, the kind of classic, like, Dracula. Like,
okay.
you got a little bit of the fantasy there.
Okay.
You know? Like, some of that element isn't real.
Okay. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Okay.
But Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger
yeah.
does it for
that's
me every
one.
Time. He's my one.
Okay.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
he's funny.
Yeah.
He did terrible things,
yes.
which are scary and could, you know, potentially happen with the whole, like, molestation and then being burned by parents, right?
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that
so he was scary before he became a villain.
Yes.
Like, before
yeah.
he became, like,
so he was kind of, like,
guy.
I don't know,
he
has,
like, deep
scary.
Character.
He has...
Yeah. Yeah.
This is character development.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is about character development.
Way to go,
Wes Craven. Nightmare on Elm Street is nothing if not about character development.
Absolutely. Like, Johnny Depp wouldn't have a career without it.
I know.
Hello.
That's true.
But yeah, and he also infiltrates your dreams.
Yeah, I hate
how do you
that.
Stop a bad guy who
it's
gets
true.
In
I
your
don't
head?
Like that.
I hate it. It's like, can I just get some sleep?
Because you're gonna sleep eventually.
You have
eventually
to.
You have to.
Right.
It's just like breathing or eating.
Right. And remember, if we were watching those movies, and they try to stay awake, and then they fell asleep, and you're like, oh, he got you.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, oh man.
Yeah. I lived on an Elm Street in school. Yeah, so of course we watched it every.
And you were like.
And I was like.
Did you have a house on the street where you're like, that has to be the house?
There's definitely. So I lived in the dorms, and it was actually across the street. There was a creepy house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hated it too.
So
hated everything.
So here are some villains.
Okay.
Here are some of the best villains. This top 50 villains.
Oh,
so
okay.
Jason from Friday the 13th.
Yeah, naturally.
Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostface from Scream.
Okay.
Pretty
yeah,
solid.
Yeah,
I
mean
solid,
that's pretty
right?
good.
I mean pretty solid bar. Yeah.
That's another one of those ones where like it transitions, so you're never sure. Like
see,
who's
Scream,
the bad guy.
No.
I think could still kind of be potential
Absolutely.
Of holding up today.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I think so.
You know,
Chucky.
Oh, Chucky, yeah.
Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Norman Bates.
That was also a weird one.
I don't know.
Like, leather, like, he wearing people's faces.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't get into it for a really long time until, like, I understood, like, oh, he's wearing someone's face. Like, it was just, it seemed cartoonish to me.
Yeah.
Also, so Norman Bates from Psycho is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's not as if she were a maniac, a raving thing. She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
The thing about Psycho is that, like, it takes a long time to develop, right?
Yeah,
the movie
yeah.
doesn't start right away.
Yeah, it's
Norman
not murder,
Bates,
murder all of a sudden.
It's like The Shining.
Yeah. Norman Bates is super creepy.
Yeah.
Right? And I think the thing that I have against Texas Chainsaw Massacre is I think it thought it would do the same thing. Like, Leatherface won't come for, like...
Yeah.
35, 40 minutes in the movie. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Not like Psycho does.
No.
So, one of those things, like, my family is definitely a movie family. We quote movie quotes continuously. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I don't know if it was revisited, but it was the one with McConaughey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where he was, like, a worse villain than Leatherface.
Yeah, right? So,
I didn't like it.
He says this line in the movie that my brothers have brought up repeatedly. Just gonna kill you, you know, not a big deal, just gonna kill you, in their McConaughey voice, and it's like, it's so funny.
That's exactly how McConaughey would kill someone.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna kill you.
I'm just gonna kill you.
All right,
exactly.
I'm just gonna kill you.
You're gonna stay the same age forever, because you're gonna be dead, all right. You know, like, come on, man, what are you doing here?
Another one, and I feel got ruined, because they did way too many sequels. Jigsaw.
Dude.
Yes.
Dude, Jigsaw was terrifying that first movie.
Yes.
The first one just should have...
It was incredible.
Nailed
it.
Jigsaw
and Saw. Yeah, Jigsaw from Saw. And let's just like... They could have just been cult classic. Just
nailed
saying
Saw.
It.
They nailed it. That movie.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then
movie.
They ruined it.
It's destroyed by all of its sequels.
I never saw any of the sequels simply because
people
I was like,
still
nope.
like, I think there's like... Think
there's a new one this year.
Yeah.
Saw just, felt like Seven.
Yeah.
Like, remember the movie Seven? You were like, I'm watching something so weird right now. And then now it's like Saw 12.
Yeah, man.
Like Saw 13, the
back
apology.
Up,
we're sorry we made so many songs.
we're not giving the money back.
A revamp one, Pennywise from It.
Mm.
That's why everybody hates clowns.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Dude, Stephen King characters. Like, when they did Stephen King movies well, and they're like, woof, he was terrifying.
Yeah, he was.
See, those kind of movies get me, I think we'll talk about it, but like... Any kind of psychological movies are the ones that freak me out so much because I'm like...
Where he starts to lose it.
We're like, what if that would be me?
Yeah.
I know. Another psychopath, Kathy Bates.
Yeah. From Misery. See, another Stephen King.
Misery. Yeah,
the Car, Christine.
Yep.
From Christine.
Yep.
Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
From Silence of the Lambs.
There are three people.
Delicious.
I think that villains. You can never beat, right? Like, mm-hmm. Hannibal Lecter is one of them.
Great actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. But how do those people really think that they're going to escape? Hannibal Lecter's always going to win.
Yeah.
Always.
And he's so good.
Yeah.
And so, like, a man. I mean, they found the perfect guy to play him. Hopkins was like,
I mean, you can't imagine anyone else playing that role.
No.
Can you imagine, like, Keanu Reeves?
No, pretty sure I could.
Matt Damon?
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. That's
right. And then, of course, Michael Myers. One of the ones that I kind of thought was kind of funny that they put on that they put on this list is the videotape from The Ring.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, well, the girl in The Ring.
The Ring
she is
like,
terrifying.
The way that they they did that like yeah, made her real. Was creepy.
Yeah,
but like the premise of like you get a call.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't into it.
You get a call and it's like
it felt
7
like it was overhyped,
and you're like, really?
Well, it was a little overhyped, but it, like there was an element of it where I was like, okay, should I watch this?
Except the Grudge,
you know, everybody else is watching this. Watching and,
yeah. Do you remember The Grudge?
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah. So I feel like The Ring and The Grudge are very in that like
they're
same
very
like.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think they were both done around the same time, and they were both Japanese movies to begin with. So.
It was just the way that they did like everything like dark and like the hair, and you're taking a shower, and it's just like you're invading your personal space.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I saw this thing the other day that talked about like you're definitely a scary character if you have that bowl haircut. You know, like there's a boy in The Grudge who has that haircut. Yeah. There are like different people who just have that.
What
haircut.
What does it say it's when
like,
I was a child? Though face. I had a bowl haircut.
Oh my god,
you were scary. You were frightening.
Probably.
You were probably.
I hope so. I did scare my grandma a lot.
Yeah. you brought up a good one, Jerrica. The movie that still holds up today.
Yeah.
That you would watch if you had to pick a Halloween movie that you could watch today and still be entertained by. What would you watch?
I'll be honest, I like Scream. I just do. I think it's the time I grew up. I mean, I'm 26, so when Scream was happening, I played Scream multiple times at Halloween.
Yeah.
I just think it's still in, like, that... I mean, that's why it kind of got made fun of, right? Mm-hmm. In Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Is, like, it holds up in the sense of, like, it still could happen.
Well, the other thing that's
realistically,
cool
it still could happen, and, like, even though it's kind of cheesy in it as it is, but it's kind of perfect, and... Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the first scary movie that like made fun of itself.
Yeah,
like it really it actually kind of was like we know what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's but like really that was weird. Like the whole gist, and that's what I kind of love about it. Yeah. And I think like in realistic terms, all of that could still happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like just being creepy.
Yeah.
Standing outside people's windows.
And well, like, yeah, and then the whole like. You know, Drew Barrymore death scene is amazing.
It was, yeah.
I mean, it's super cool.
It was one of those movies, like, we talked about this the other day, where you've got a major star, and all of a sudden, she dies, and you're like, what kind of movie am I watching?
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Who anybody can have.
And
all right, for you, movie that you would pop in today, and you would still
so is this just flat-out scary movie or Halloween movie?
Do both for you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I don't know about you guys, but I dig Sleepy Hollow.
Like,
the one with Johnny Depp?
Yeah, the one with Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Like, all the actors in that.
That's a good Halloween movie.
It is a great Halloween movie. Like, it's one of those movies where it's just, like, it flows really well.
Yeah.
The colors are great. The people in it are great.
Yeah.
Like, the story moves well. Yeah. And, like, at the end, you're just like, oh, snap!
Yeah.
You know, I snapped, literally.
Literally, you did.
Uh-huh. Do you
two
snap?
Steps.
Do you snap literally during the movie? Like, oh, snap!
Well, after
get out of there!
After
Where's
seeing
his
it
head?
The first time,
oh,
you know, it's...
Oh, snap, he's got no head!
What am I gonna do?
How is he riding a horse?
Wait,
oh, and Christopher Walken being,
yeah.
You know, like,
hilarious.
You're just like, oh,
hilarious.
Look at his teeth, I love it.
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, I don't really care as far as like any of the other ones. Like, I'll put a Halloween movie on or a scary movie on and just be like, background noise. Like, I love it.
Like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
What's
well, I mean, I've actually never seen that, which is
are you serious?
I know.
Wow.
Well, it makes
just,
a difference between
it's
being
just,
26 and being older.
Well, I mean, it's just like the Elf conversation. That's another one. You know,
that's
like
okay.
There are certain movies like they skip you, and those were two movies.
What's
that
what's a movie that like if you were flipping? And you, like, and remember, it's edited for TV, right? Because you flip it through and you land on TNT.
Yeah.
What's a movie you would stop and go, ooh, this.
Well, definitely no scary movie. I'm not a fan. Yeah. I have to like get in the mindset. Like I have to like. I want to like get a group of people and be like, we're all going to watch it. Okay. One, I'm not a big movie.
It's appointment viewing for you, scary movies.
This is the thing. I will watch paranormal television. Like no one's business. Like that's totally guilty
like
pleasure.
Like reality stuff.
Like, reality, like totally.
We're going into this castle.
Like oh my god, what's that noise? Did you hear a noise? And then everyone's like, and then the cameras shuffle. I think that's why like Paranormal Activity and all those crappy movies. But like I love them because again it's like that psychology of like capturing what you keep feeling and hearing on camera.
So,
it gets me.
Yeah, like I will any scary movie I'll be like, ooh, okay. But there are certain ones where I'm just like, I am not interested in seeing that ever again.
Yeah.
So I refuse to watch a movie like The Human Centipede because I was
Oh god.
Because
was
I was
bad.
Like A, yeah, what if I go to Europe and that happens to me?
Right, I mean,
yeah, that hurt European tourism.
Amsterdam
right?
has at least one human centipede.
At least one, and they've got you know they've probably got more than one crazy doctor hanging out.
Yeah,
you know?
I've been there. It's scary.
So yeah, movies like that, I'm like, nope. So I will skip over those. But like your classics, your Friday the 13th, your Halloween,
you're gonna have
stopped
all the
Jason Takes Manhattan is always.
Oh man,
because it's so bad.
It is so bad.
It's
There's
the
some
worst.
Of those. So,
but I'll watch it.
My brothers and I, we got together and we watched, I think it was Friday the 13th, 2 through 4, the last week or something, and I think it was part 3, but the first half hour of the movie is the last half hour of the previous movie, and I was just like, this is incredible.
Right.
In this day and age, a montage that's about a minute long to cover anything that happened.
Right.
Half an hour, the exact same scenes, and I was just amazed. Like,
it's like,
I can't believe that they did
that. How much
that.
Money do you want to save on this movie? Just use the half
just
the last
use the,
one.
Use the half of the hour the last one.
Yeah.
That'll only give us 45 minutes of screen time.
Easy. Yeah. Don't have to pay anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're cool.
Poltergeist I will stop on sometimes. You know, just to catch a few scenes.
Yeah, Poltergeist is a good one.
Yeah. And you're just like...
They kind of ruined it with, you know, some of those sequels, though, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what...
First ones.
Always originals.
Okay, so here we go. How about scariest, freakiest scenes ever?
Mm.
So here's a couple of the nominees.
Okay.
Here's Johnny from
The
Shining.
Here's Johnny!
Brilliant scene.
Mm-hmm.
The crab walk down the stairs from The Exorcist.
When you said that, I thought of Futurama.
Clarice visiting Hannibal Lecter for the first time with the Chianti and the fava beans.
Yeah, okay.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
And then dropping blood on Carrie in the movie Carrie.
Yeah.
Freaky scenes. What does it for you? What scene have you remembered? What is seared in your head?
I mean, Carrie's, when that happens, you yourself are like, oh gosh, you know, and I think for The Shining with Here's Johnny, it's just like,
brilliant.
You kind of, it's not that you're like scared, you're just like, oh, bejesus.
Well, with The Shining, I think there's two others that get me more than that one.
Which ones?
When Danny's having his like his shining moments where he's like seeing how things go and the blood comes cascading down the elevator.
Yeah,
down the hallway,
that one's good.
Right, that one.
Yeah,
and
that
then also
good.
When he's hiding from his dad toward the end and the caretaker comes back and he's kind of wandering through and then Jack Nicholson chomps him with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right? And he kills him.
Yeah.
And Danny screams.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. Those get me more
true.
Than
wow.
that.
That's
yeah.
true.
Because, yeah, Jack Nicholson's terrifying and he's
but it's not,
insane at that point
yeah,
in the movie.
For those,
but
it's not, that's not the same.
Yeah.
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 What about you, Philip?
Give me more.
Wow. So for me, I would say that the total end of the first Saw, where he cuts off his... Freaking.
And then Jigsaw is in the room the entire time.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You should have stopped the entire
series
at that. Like, don't even need a series.
Should we have
said
spoiler alerts at the beginning of this?
I feel like
I know,
you should already know.
You should already have seen this.
This is a combined fun drive. We're just giving away.
Yeah. Right. That was a mic drop.
See what she did there?
Nice
charity.
Job. Look at you.
Charity.
Charity.
That was a mic drop of the moment for me.
Oh, man.
And then, I mean, one of the scariest scenes that I remember is... pretty much anything from 28 Days Later.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have that. Yeah, 28 Days Later.
It's the first zombie movie that did like running.
Yep.
Oh, running
full
zombies.
Like on scary zombies, not the ones where like, I'm a zombie, and you just bash my head and I'm dead.
Right.
Yeah. Like 28 Days Later, especially because it goes black in Alaska, it's like, oh god,
it's crazy.
Because like,
super cool.
I love when movies bring in like true things. Mm-hmm. That happen.
Yeah. Well, how they emptied the empty the streets of London?
Oh,
it was nuts.
It must have cost so much money.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
But
well, also with that movie,
especially
too,
at that time,
you've got that realistic factor. Like, if this happened, you don't know what zombies are going to be like. Are they going to be slow, shambling? Are they going to fall apart? Are they going to be these fast ones? Because if they're fast ones,
I don't want the fast ones.
A lot
ones.
Of us are gone already simply because we have
you're
no cardio levels.
There's no way. And see, that is one thing that zombie movies did really well. So, like, they evolved over time.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you could get away with the slow plotting zombie because, like, movies were different.
Yeah, and
today
like,
the audiences
terrifying.
Are like, I don't buy a slow plotting zombie.
No. Do you remember?
Well, I mean,
I
The Walking Dead.
Oh,
Will Smith.
Amazing! I actually have that on my underrated horror movies.
Yeah,
because I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the zombie thing, with The Walking Dead, like I don't know if you guys watch the show, but these people sometimes it's just like. Idiot.
Right.
You take care of the zombie. It's coming at you. And then they're like, doing
where's
other stuff.
Where's my gun? I don't know.
And you're like, really?
I know.
It's going to bite you, stupid.
Right. Yeah. You have so much time with
you
the slow flying zombies.
Time.
Yeah. It's like, it's behind me. It's cool.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
right. I'm going to leave all the doors
the
open, by the way.
The scariest part is when these zombies turn into, like, Usain Bolt. And they're like,
bam. Yeah.
Right? Dawn of the Dead. That was another cool one.
Yeah.
The one
that
where they end up in the mall.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Let's go with, you know what, we'll skip past top five, because we'll have to hammer that one out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Underrated horror movies.
All right.
So I have some that I think were underrated.
All right. What do you got?
Hit me with yours. There was a little-known horror movie called The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That is true.
That was super underrated.
That was a good one.
Movie.
Nice.
The movie Signs.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was good. It's an alien movie. I don't know if it's a horror.
Well, aliens
scary.
Are, you know.
Scary movie.
They're trying to
how
kill
that first
everybody.
Time, how about that first part, like, first time you see the alien, where, like.
Domino's children!
We're like, Joaquin is, like, looking down the hallway, and he sees the TV, and you know it's coming.
Uh-huh.
You know you're going to see it on TV. But, like, M. Night, at his height right there, kind of is like, I'm going to wait just an extra second.
Mm-hmm.
And then, bam, hits you with it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
there it is. Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Another little kind of no movie, The Collector.
I've heard about that one.
Is that with, like, The Collector collects your organs if you don't pay on time?
No.
That's a different movie.
Yeah, this one was... It's kind of an odd concept. The guy is actually a thief, and he breaks into a house.
Okay.
And the house ends up being inhabited by a serial killer who collects people and organs and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then he escapes, but then you come to find out later that the person driving the ambulance is actually the collector.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Ooh,
another
spoiler.
Underrated one, killed by its many sequels, Final Destination.
Oh,
yeah.
I found Final Destination.
That's
In fact, I found Death to be one of my favorite villains. In all horror movies.
Well, Final Destination completely failed when it did the multiple sequels again and again. The first one was perfect.
I know.
Yep.
I remember we decided...
Such a great concept.
When they decided to do...
Guy
I think it was like...
Death?
Final Destination, like 4 or 7.
Yeah,
like,
get out of here.
Way too long, but they
Josh
had a roller
Hartnett's
coaster...
Josh Hartnett's in it, you know.
They had, like, a roller coaster one, and we're like, yeah, let's watch before we go on all these, like, sick roller coasters in Idaho. Like, that's because it was so cheesy that...
You couldn't
that
go on the roller coaster after that?
Yeah. I just kept going. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was like, it just started becoming a joke after, like, the sixth...
Because
Final
the death scenes became so outlandish and stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
We were like, this is ridiculous.
And it's the same actress that's, like, in a padded room.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was, like, the actress from the first one who was, like, the one who survived, right?
Yeah.
So she went on into a couple of different ones, and I was like, are you kidding me? How long is she going to avoid death if nobody avoids death?
Usually they fix that problem, right? In the sequels, they usually go, let's kill off the first one fast.
Yeah.
But they let her go for a while.
They let her go.
Yeah.
I think it just kept people coming in.
And then I Am Legend. I actually did like that one. I thought that was a pretty good, like, drama slash horror movie.
Yeah. So, I'm going to throw one out there. Did you guys ever see 1408 with John Cusack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was underrated.
Another Stephen King.
Yeah. I thought, dang, that was pretty intense when he saw Vision.
It was downhill from there for John Cusack.
Yeah.
Do you think that was downhill from there for him?
Well, I think...
I mean, he also was in Con Air.
He was on a downward trajectory.
Hey, don't talk about Con Air! Don't badmouth Con Air!
I think he was on a downward trajectory.
He was. That's
but
why
he was in that. But that movie gave him a bump.
Gave him a bump.
Because, like, the whole movie's based in one room.
Gave you 2 points mm-hmm. and an Elway pole.
I thought it was a sign.
2 points and an Elway pole. Nice.
It's basically him in a room. Like, him yeah. back
yeah.
in a room.
It's, yeah. Yeah, essentially, yeah, exactly.
Very cool. It was good very one. Good. Wow, yeah. I totally forgot that one.
And my other one was, did you guys ever see The Fourth Kind?
Mm-mm. No.
So, it's essentially the plot is, it's another paranormal kind of one, but it's a, taken in, like, I think it's called, like, Norm, Alaska, or like someone's gonna
say
Norm, Alaska.
Yeah, but it's a small town, and essentially these people keep seeing like this owl, or they're telling us that like you know they're taken by aliens, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And this woman is like a psychologist there, and so she's hearing all these reports, but it's all like it's all in the reference of apparently there's true reports or whatever, right? Yeah. So that's how it leads into the fake film.
Yeah.
But it's all video camera positions. Of like sessions of them, so it's like this creepiness and like anyways, and people end up floating and like anyways, but it's like really suspenseful, way more suspenseful than I think it was like intended to be. But it's like that's the scary part is like the suspense of things like just being there. And, like, anyways, I did like it. I would recommend.
Okay, all right, Fourth Kind.
Just you know, if you're like in a paranormal feeling and want to get a little suspense in you,
all right,
nice. Heart going.
Cool.
Go ahead, Heather.
So yeah, one of the movies I don't think it technically qualifies as horror, but I did find it horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
The Bone Collector.
Oh yeah, yeah, the one.
Oh yeah, Denzel Washington and Angelina Jolie. Because yeah, like
also a good twist.
Good twist, exactly. Right.
Although I did call the anesthesiologist or whatever he was halfway through.
Yeah.
I was like, it's that guy. But I still was like, that's
still a good
twist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when you're down to it, it's like you've got your two cops, one of them who can't move, mm-hmm. can't do anything to protect himself. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy shows up, starts killing people.
Yeah. I like that one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Did you guys remember The Village?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I had that under one of the questions. Is it suspense, horror, or something else? And I feel like... I thought The Village had horror elements to it, but it is way more of like a psychological.
I think it's more of a psychological
mind bend. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what would you do?
Well,
if, like,
it's difficult because, like, when you're told you have to stay or go, or you know, you can't leave
because there's terrifying things.
And then I think it's different because they use like the intellectual disabilities aspect of you know, the characters.
How they convince like all those people not to leave?
Yeah.
By inventing this monster.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That is cool, but it's also kind of freaky because like. What I mean, things that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, I know. Okay, so we're gonna go through some burning questions.
Burning.
I think
sure, go with it.
So here's question number one: does a horror movie need a good villain in order to be considered one of the best ever, or can it just have? Can it just be freaky?
I think it has to have a character who you've got to identify with somebody. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a person.
No, you've got to identify with something or, like, somebody, right? Mm-hmm. You have to, like, feel yourself or see yourself in the position.
Hero.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be the hero so much. It could be an antagonist, but you have to be, like, I'm rooting for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to.
Or
the bad guy, if there's a bad guy, they have to be, like, ultimate.
Indestructible.
Yeah. They also have to be very convincing.
Yeah.
I'm you so can't sick be of these. I'm tired of, like, all of a sudden it's just, like, a group of clowns or like silly things like that. Like I want like a true like this is, could be a real bad guy out there.
Okay.
Or it doesn't have. Or if it's like
you need a good villain.
I think you need a good villain.
Or you need it like some of the movies we've already touched on. You need something of a scary element of the unknown. Yeah. Like right because the myth of not knowing builds kind of a worst case.
I think it's true because I think like look at Psycho. It's like you could do an apples for apples comparison of the original Psycho versus the one that Vince Vaughn did, right? And because the director literally was like, "We're going to do this whole thing shot for shot,"
which is insanity.
Right?
Why would you do that?
A direct remake, no changes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're basically apples for apples.
Yeah.
There's even though I think Vince Vaughn is a good actor, there's absolutely no way he's better than Anthony Perkins.
And like redoing a movie from 30 years before, you're not going to have the same kind of
Sense. Well, like redoing it shot for shot.
You have to change it up
and make it your own direction.
You have to do it a little more modern in order to have it have a real impact.
Well, yeah, because it's going to visually look different regardless.
If you're really doing a remake, you know that people know who the bad guy is.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be...
Yeah, it's not
going to
be terrifying. exactly.
You got it. You got to
didn't change anything up.
Okay. Yeah. I think answered this question. Do a series of terrible sequels end up ruining the brilliance of an original?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It doesn't, I don't think like, oh, Saw 7's on, I should turn on Saw.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm know. Like, oh God, remember how awful all so the other Saw's are?
Tragic. What it is with yeah. this need, like, if a movie hits, to be like, we should do that yeah. again.
There's a yeah, reason why there isn't Titanic 2.
Right.
Well, I don't know if you know this. Spoiler alert, ship sinks. So, but yeah, oh, like
ruining so many movies. I know,
but yeah, you should. If you are a director and you come up with this thing that really nails it with mm-hmm. audiences, and it's terrifying, it's cool, everything yeah. about it, right? Well, why don't you take a concept mm-hmm. like that and just paste it onto someone else, some other character,
Fincher
and then
that. Fincher does that really well because like
yeah.
Seven is
yeah.
Seven,
yeah,
right? It's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah,
he didn't go like now we'll make eight.
Yeah,
right. Like
yeah.
he went seven.
Did he do 12 Monkeys?
I think he did 12 Monkeys, I'm not sure.
I mean, so, like, there's movies where he does it just, like, he has these terrifying elements and
see,
these awesome
you know
things about it.
What do you guys think of, like, a movie like Zodiac? Remember
oh,
that
yeah,
one?
I remember. It wasn't...
That was with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I mean...
No, didn't dig it?
I mean, it was fun, but I wasn't like, oh, I think this is an... Just, I mean, I think it's because we already know about the Zodiac Killer mm-hmm. and, like, the whole premise
yeah,
of
so
it.
Yeah, so, like, the terrifying elements, like, yeah. a little,
but
not so much.
With
yeah.
Seven, you know what
I mean,
he could have done
actor, yeah.
if, like, yeah. big picture idea is you could have totally, and I could see it today, where he did, if you did seven movies and each took Morgan Freeman and mm-hmm. Brad Pitt essentially going through each,
right.
like, sin. Right. Of those, or you know what I mean? Like, I could totally see a Netflix series
right.
doing seven.
Well, if seven was made today, they'd
yeah,
probably do that.
Exactly.
Where they'd have seven,
right?
And they'd like be like,
you,
okay, we're doing one.
You could break it out
and then see.
What
it,
an amazing, what an amazing movie! It's got to be like one of the most for me. I know this is weird. This is why I think it's so weird. It and Shawshank Redemption are two movies.
Shawshank.
Then if I'm flipping through the TV,
they come on.
I'll land on it. Okay. Like seven and Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. How do those two movies go? I'll watch that.
It's
but it gets to a certain
order,
scene,
please.
Right? It gets to a certain scene in Seven,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is that part where they visit him in the, and they find him in the apartment and mm-hmm. breaks Brad Pitt's arm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or the end, where they find his her friggin' head.
I think that's my biggest issue with scary movies, is because they're scary or, like, I remember them so well, so I don't actually like to watch them,
sure.
weirdly, again. Like, I will only if, like, that's, I think, why I have to have a group of people, is because
yeah.
they want to watch it. Because for yeah. me, I'm like, okay, it's scary, turn it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in
yeah.
regards to Seven, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Gwyneth Paltrow's costume
yeah.
this year was her head.
Oh, that's
she, like, she
oh,
wore
really?
A box.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, so she was the character.
I didn't see that
in...
on Goop.
She was consciously coupled at the time, instead of uncoupled.
Sorry.
So here we go. Here are some movies.
Sorry,
Gwen. I want you to tell me.
Get on the podcast.
Yep. I want you to tell me if the following movies are horror, suspense, or something else, in your opinion. The Devil's Advocate.
I'd say that is more of a thriller. Suspense.
Yeah, I would say thriller. Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron, I love her. Just saying.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you guys see Atomic Blonde?
I haven't, but I want to.
Amazing, Charlize.
All right.
Yeah, I'd bat
cool, cool,
for
cool.
her.
Oh,
cool,
cool,
mm-hmm.
cool. She's great in Devil's Advocate.
Yeah,
Devil's Advocate
I think she's an great. Underrated actress.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I will say, I think she's amazing, and I don't think enough people look at her.
How is it that Keanu Reeves...
Every time.
Keanu Reeves somehow finds his way into these movies that, like, people will watch over and over again. The Matrix, Speed, Devil's Advocate.
Maybe because people don't give him enough credit. Like, they think he's just kind of, oh,
a dope,
dope,
right?
Yeah.
But he's
yeah.
not a dope. He's actually quite smart.
Yeah.
He picks amazing movies.
He wasn't The Samurai. What was he in? He was a recent... It wasn't too recent. But do you remember?
Well, he's in John Wick.
John
or
Wick.
He's
a John Wick.
But I don't know if that's...
I don't think... He doesn't have a sword.
Maybe
you're thinking like Matt Damon or
Tom Cruise, Matt Damon
being samurais.
Yeah.
Maybe
Seven, horror, suspense, or something else.
I think that's hard to say with horror and suspense.
It's like it straddles the line.
It does because it's definitely psychological. You could see that kind of thing happening
mm-hmm.
if somebody was mentally
super
in
dark.
Wasn't like what? Yeah. Sometimes I always imagine horror as like gushing like.
Yeah, yeah.
Horror film, but
yeah.
I didn't think of it as
no. It straddles the line. There are moments where you're legitimately scared,
yeah,
and then there are moments where you're just like watching.
You're like
that
on
whole
the edge
drive,
of your seat.
That whole drive out to you where know, the movie ends.
Something's happened.
And Spacey is talking. Mm-hmm. It's just about the best monologue, like, ever from somebody. He's in the back of the car.
And you know, like, Brad Pitt, as he's getting, like, you know, he's cocky, he's angry, he's ramped up. You're like, oh, this is coming back on you. What are you doing? Reel it in, buddy. You're a police officer. Reel it in.
We talked about The Village. Yeah. More of like a drama.
Joaquin Phoenix. Great actor. Yeah.
Good actor. Mm-hmm. Predator.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't say it's not horror.
Not horror.
No.
They talk about that straddling the line. Alien. Same thing. More suspense.
I would say suspense too. Okay. Yeah, and
I think it's hard with sci-fi because I think when we see these like when you finally see the bad character, right? Yeah. The bad guy, the bad alien, the bad predator. You're like, oh, like it's not real because it's sci-fi. Yeah. It's sci-fi, right? Yeah. Like. It's the scariness of just seeing the teeth or, like, just parts of a body scares because we don't know what it is. Yeah.
But with those two movies, I think they also suffer from the sequel thing.
Yes.
You know, Alien, the original Alien.
It's amazing.
Amazing. After that, who cares?
Alien versus Predator, people? Really?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Jaws. Some people consider Jaws a horror movie.
I would say Jaws is definitely a suspense movie. I would think people who are terrified of open water and sharks would say horror. Right. But, like, I love...
Just all fish.
Yeah, I don't like fish.
But, yeah, like, it was genius. And I know it was a mechanical error why the shark didn't show up earlier in the movie. Like, they couldn't get it to work. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, like, they have the shark. It's ready to go, but they keep trying to get it, like, filming scenes, and it's just, like, sinking, you know?
That's funny.
So, the reason the shark, you don't see the shark for so long is because technical problems.
It worked
for
me.
Luckily, it worked
really well.
Amazing.
That worked better, I think.
I will say their music worked really well for the time, and still to this day. I think everyone knows how to play that on the piano.
Who here doesn't know the line, we're going to need a bigger boat?
I know, right?
Right.
And see, like, you're talking about music, right? There are certain movies where it's just, like, the music of that is more terrifying than the movie itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, Jaws is one of those things, and I don't know about you guys, but, like, Unsolved Mysteries. That music, terrifying.
Yeah, that's freaky.
Like, As a kid, I would be like, if the music came on, and I was down in my bedroom, I'd have to, like, run down, out into the living room, like, turn off the lights, run as fast as I could, because something would get me with the music playing.
100%. Yeah. If you think about it as a child, when you turn the lights off, there's murders.
Oh, yeah.
In your house.
In your house.
I don't know how many times, if I was by myself,
doesn't have to be human,
I would hear something, like, downstairs, and I'd be like, there's someone down there. And I would yell. I would, like, take, like, a golf club. I know you're down there! And you're like, no one's down there. And yet, you're like a kid going, I'm going to go find out. You're not going to call your mom. You don't call your parents. I think there's someone else.
You jump to the instantly worst case of
that.
Someone is psycho. They've escaped from a mental institution. They're here to kill me.
I have to defend my home. You know?
I have to defend my home.
Yeah. Every time.
I will defend myself.
I will defend it. I have a knife.
I take vitamins.
I take vitamins.
I'm super strong.
So here we go. We're going to do the final thing. So I want to talk about the top five scary movies. Let me give you a rundown of some of the best.
Okay.
The Exorcist.
Ooh, yeah.
The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
The Amityville Horror.
Nice.
Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street. Saw 1. Scream 1.
Yeah.
Jacob's Ladder.
Oh.
Rosemary's Baby.
Okay.
It. Psycho, Dawn of the Dead, 28 Days Later. So what do we think about our best horror movie?
I would say 28 Days Later is definitely on there.
Okay, I agree. I think it's in my top five too.
Yeah,
I know that's crazy to say because we haven't talked about it but once.
That's, I mean, I had it on my top five.
I think it's amazing.
It was an amazing movie.
It's kind of underrated in that sense.
I think it was, right?
Because between the zombies and the humans,
yeah,
there are two terrifying situations happening throughout the movie.
And the thing is it was one of the very...
The army guys are crazy.
The more, like, first zombie things. So it's like, looking back and when you first saw 28 Days Later, it was like, oh.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I've never seen it before.
God. And you remember when it's like the lighting that they do when they're like they're running across and they're like standing up there, just like, Jesus, just go.
Well, also, like, on a nerdy note on that movie, that was the first time like I'd ever seen a movie made with like such a small handheld camera that wasn't
Felt like, even though it must have cost $1 billion,
but
to
it looked
London,
so cool.
It looked like they had just shot it on a handheld.
Yeah, it was a camera you could buy for $1,200.
Yeah,
because if you think about it, like World War Z was that Brad Pitt zombie movie. If 28 Days Later doesn't exist and Dawn of the Dead doesn't exist,
yeah, World War Z wouldn't.
We would think World War Z was mind blowing,
right?
Right, but because
we already knew.
We knew that zombies could
World
run.
War Z,
now,
I forgot about that one.
Now that we knew that zombies could run,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like, oh well, I know where zombies
yeah.
can run.
They better be able to climb a wall,
right? But like, I mean, 28 Days Later, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. So super cool.
I think for me, I probably would put Scream in my top five.
Yeah, I love
that one. What about you?
I think it's really good as far as like the entertainment value and how it pokes fun at itself, mm-hmm. and yeah. then with. Like some of those movie rules, you know, you bring in the stuff
yeah.
about how horror
yeah.
movies have these rules and you're
yeah.
not supposed
yeah.
to do these things or you die, and then like people start dying and you're like, oh snap.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it
nice.
It really kind of yeah, it toyed with itself a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah,
that
Jacob's Ladder is a good
five.
One.
And then The Exorcist freaked me out.
Exorcist was a classic of being freaky. Now, I don't agree with this movie, but I'm just throwing it out here. We didn't talk about Blair Witch Project.
I was going to mention that, actually.
Wow. We waited 40 minutes to get to the Blair Witch Project.
I was
going to
mention it, but like,
wow.
It's one of those movies
I don't like. I mean,
the ending, okay, you know. Okay. Like, but like, you could see another psychological thing. People saying,
yeah.
hey, we have this project. Let's go out into the woods and film.
It could
and
hold
then
up
finding something.
To a new
yeah.
movie today. Like, if it was... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was redone in the sense of, like,
it
could happen.
What did you think of it?
I mean, that's why it's not my top five.
Yeah? It's not your top five?
No.
It's not in my bottom five.
No.
I have very strong feelings
about
on Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Very strong feelings.
Were you working at the movie theater at the time?
I was working in the movie theater.
There you go.
But here's why I have strong feelings on. So first of all, whoever did the marketing for the Blair Witch Project
mm-hmm.
should be running a studio now. Because... they convinced us
yeah.
that this basically, like, videotaped, like, set of three dopes in the woods was going to be the craziest scary movie
yeah,
we've
yeah.
ever seen.
Yeah.
The way that they did the, like, previews, you were like, oh, my God, my mind's going to be blown. I'm
yeah.
not going to be able to handle it. Right?
It's going to
yeah.
be the scariest thing I've ever seen ever.
Yeah, right? And then the whole story behind it, how, like, these three jackasses, like, put this thing together for, like, $20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Took it to, like, some film festival.
Yeah, when you find out about how it went, you're like, oh.
Then the guy was like, I'll offer you $1 million for it. And it makes, like, $200-300 million. And then, like, I'm super bothered by her, like, crying into the camera with
yeah.
the snot and all that stuff hanging out there. Like, I'm
yeah.
distracted the whole time. And then at the end, like, I know what they did. Like the whole setup at the end, I wasn't into it.
So one of the things about it was, like, how they sold that these three people were, like, students or something, and they
yes.
went to the woods to do
real.
This documentary.
That was the whole thing.
It might have been
right?
real. So after that came out, right, it has its day in the sun. There is some other movie where the main female character is in a movie and she's, like, at a party. I don't know if it was, like, the Rules of Attraction or something, but she's, like, at a party. And I'm like, you are dead. This, you just ruined this movie for me. It's done. Like, I can't watch this movie anymore. You're supposed to be
three,
dead, you idiot.
I believe all three of them somehow landed on a Law & Order episode at some point.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I've been on Law & Order. I was in the T-Swift episode.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's a very polarizing movie, and I fall in the hate.
Yeah,
kind of
no,
movie.
I wasn't a fan, but I felt like
we didn't talk about it.
And I felt like it needed to be brought up.
Yeah.
It was like an elephant in the room. Good
yeah.
call.
You said Exorcist, huh?
I did.
I would say Exorcist / Poltergeist on the same line.
Yeah.
Because they're very similar, well, not similar, but very, like, of that kind of same...
Yeah, the supernatural stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give it its own bullet point.
So we're not saying any of the ones that, like, I mean, in our top five that are, like, those slow-plotting serial killers, like Michael Myers.
No.
We're not putting them in our top fives?
I mean, they're classics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you've got your classic, what you think of as horror movies, Halloween movies, scary guys, right?
Uh-huh.
They're classics. But, you know, I mean,
the thing is,
kinda,
it's a classic.
Worn out a little.
At the same time, I'm like... Yeah. Saw was a scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh my gosh, what if you were put in that same situation?
Yes.
Like, the way that some of these movies, like, put you in to the film of, like, you're thinking while the movie's playing, like, what if that was me? Would I chop my friend's leg off?
Probably
gonna have to do that. Sorry, buddy. You know, like, or like, gosh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't
or
do
like
that.
At the beginning of the movie, you're like, that will never happen. Why would we even get to that point? But by the end, you're like, I can't believe we should have done this ages ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And gotten out of here.
Yeah. And so cool. I think it is like one of those movies that I would put in my top five of just being like, dang, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm all about the movies I can feel that I would be in it.
Yeah. It gives you a moral conundrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. The Shining for me, always.
Shining.
Oh,
yeah.
Shining.
Always.
Yeah.
And one movie that freaks me out a little bit from time to time is a movie called Event Horizon.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome. I've heard about it. And awesome. I feel like I saw it.
But I feel like probably The Shining might be my number one.
Yeah.
It's just the deterioration of Jack Nicholson.
Misery is really good, though.
Misery is cool.
Is like,
she's
excellent in it. And I think that movie alone is just like, oh. I mean, that might be in one of mine.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's just good. It's just like, God, can you imagine?
No. That was a crazy one.
Well, yeah, I guess
let me
that's
take care of you,
reason.
Not.
Well, it's another reason that you're probably lucky your Law and Order career didn't pan out.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
You don't need a fan out there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you don't need a fan out there. That one court scene you had was really...
I know.
It was moving,
being Jerica, jury number 10 really got me.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I think we solved the world's problems.
Yeah,
I like it.
You're welcome.
I think, you're welcome, world.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, so I think overall...
That was a scary sound effect on the chair.
Yeah.
It was Belle Reeves.
Nice.
So, thank you, everybody, for listening to the podcast. Listen to us blather on about horror movies. I had a good time.
I had a pretty good time.
Thank you.
Not at all. Hit everything. This is the worst.
And we'll talk to you people again when we have something real to report.
Woo! Have a happy and safe Halloween.
There you go.